everybody. This is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net, and I just got back from the gym. And sometimes when I'm there, my mind wanders. And today it wandered to two semi-recent incidences, which led to a few revelations for me. The first incident happened about a year ago or so, and it was when I was a school psychologist at a high school. A colleague and I were discussing a new student who has Prader-Willi syndrome. And this is a genetic disorder that causes constant hunger. Well, he referred to it as an eating disorder, and so I had to explain to him how those are actually different. The second incident happened a few weeks ago when I was at a local library at a writer's group, and I explained my blog, my website, and that how it's about an eating disorder and my experiences with it. And an elderly gentleman interjected and said, you know, I would never have that problem because I can always eat. The conversation continued and I let it go, but it stuck with me. So I had three revelations. The first of which is that people don't understand that it's actually a mental illness. Eating disorders are in the DSM and they are true mental illnesses. And I think that people don't see it that way and they to see it as an issue with eating. So anything that is an issue with eating is an eating disorder, whether it's a genetic cause like Prader-Willi or it's a mental illness like an eating disorder. The second revelation was that people think it's about food and just about food. And it's really not. I think that in my experience, it was covering up hard emotions. I had a time in my life where I was stressed, I was anxious, I was depressed, and all of that caused chaos in my life. But when I focused on food, I focused on meal planning, the calories in food, how many calories I burned, all those things, all those numbers, I felt that all those other tough emotions were dulled and I was calmer in some weird way. But the food really just covered up everything. It wasn't a food issue, it was an emotional issue. And the food was just how it came out. That's how it manifested. So people think it's about food when it's really much more than that. The third revelation is that people seem to make light of it. And I didn't really realize that until I thought about these two incidences. Especially the man at the library, when he said like, oh, I can always eat. It made me think that, or it sounded like he thought I just had to eat. You know, just eat. I may be looking into it a little bit more than I should, but I know that people with eating disorders are often told, just eat. And this is like telling someone with schizophrenia to stop hallucinating, or someone with depression to get out of the depression and just be happy, you know, snap out of it. And that's not how it works. There's actually a lot of serious issues that come along with an eating disorder, and it's a serious mental illness that can be fatal if it goes on too far. And so the point of this is that I wanted to clarify what eating disorders are, and hopefully some of my experiences help people understand really what it's about. So again, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net saying take care. Bye.